بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, when he would go to meet his sheikh, he would make a dua. Allah Ta'ala, let me not see anything of the sheikh or hear anything that will interrupt my focus and my tawajjuh towards my sheikh. No need to sit far and close. Sometimes there may be a situation where there are things that you are not agreed, you don't agree with. It may be something that is not desirable. It may be that there's a misunderstanding on either side. But ask yourself, what have you gone for? One person came to Mullah Sami Rafali. So I asked him, what you came for? So he came for Islam. Kiski Islam? Meri Islam or Aapki Islam? Came for reform, correct me or yourself? So the idea is your correction. I keep trying to correct the Shaykh, no, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. So in the process the Shaykh doesn't get hurt. But your path is definitely destructed. Why? Because it's a line, it's a very, very fine line. Right? And that fine line doesn't accept any type of interruption. But your mind's already got something wrong here. Why he did this? Should have said this, should have done this. So though it's in the mind, it causes a major, major problem. What you could have achieved in one day, sometimes you don't get in 10 years. Then you have to experience. So you've seen these things for a long, long time. So it may be genuinely a problem, right? So one is the Shaykh's problem is committing a wrong, assisting, or doing it openly. Then you can't keep the Shaykh. He's doing a wrong openly, or he's persisting in a wrong. Then he's not a Shaykh. Right? He's flirting with a woman, right? And he's carrying on, listening to music. So now he's crossed the boundaries. One is, it's a wrong, but it's confined to himself. The third is how it's construed. You construe it in one way, and he construes it in a different way. So you don't allow your understanding to be over his. Like how the imams will have an ikhtilaf, right? So we say sawab ma ihtimal al khata. But in here he's constructed a certain thought, it's let it be. Then you don't come and interject, don't come and interfere. You're gonna interfere, it's gonna disrupt your whole path, whole thing will be disrupted. So this mind has to be absolutely clean, clear, clean. And the day the Shaykh felt a little bit, you can say maaf, maaf, you can say maaf, it's alright. But he was the Shaykh. To make maaf is nothing. But your path has definitely been interrupted because of your behavior. That ilm is in words, and the word has to come the hal. So one is the wording, and then it becomes the hal. It means now that wording became like your temperament. You see, hal became your temperament. So the idea is that ilm has become your temperament. you know, the temperament that this Bhagavan being has got is inherited from the Sule Bhaksham and the Sahaba Kiram and so forth. Now you feel not is wrong. So you go on, finished. You go on, you're gone and now finished. Because you're trying to cover up for yourself. Everything what he's doing, you're covering up for yourself. So that level of trust is gone. And the level of trust is gone, now it's not easy to fix it up. See, if you saw your wife and something that was suspicious, right? Now, to fix this suspicion, is it easy? It's just a mental thing. But to fix it up is an easy thing. It's a very difficult thing. So for Allah's sake, don't play in these things. Like I say, the Shaykh won't feel anything. But definitely your path has been affected. And you'll have to do something to correct it. A great Imam like Imam Nawawi, why is he making this dua? That I mustn't see anything that will interrupt my mind. He understands that the whole path is going to be interrupted. So that mind must be absolutely clear. Now look at the Sahaba Kiram, right? Ibn Abi Mulaika, rahmatullah alayhi, says, I met 30 Badri Sahaba. كلهم يخافوا على نفسه النفاق. Each one of them is afraid, perhaps I've got some hypocrisy in me. Now, is there any semblance of our behavior and their behavior? In any situation, I'm right. I'm right. No, I'm right. And now they, كلهم يخافوا على نفسه النفاق. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was sitting for, I think, was in Dioban, and there were some differences, right? Serious differences. Madrasa closed a few days, and one senior Khalifa of the Shaykh al Mutari, Wana Hashim Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he went to Medina Munawara and passed away in Medina. So he was addressing this to Sahab al-Talib. Now see these people that inherited from the Sahaba, see their thinking, right? So Allah Pak say, open your mind. See, the Shaykh is harisun alaykum. He's anxious to see your progress. But now you bust the whole road then. So now look at their thinking, how their thinking was. So Mufsa Rahmatullah tells him, I am sure that these differences, major differences that resulted in the madrasa closing for over a month, is because of my sin. See that? That's a Sahaba. See Ibn Abi Mulaika and sees. So Mawla Hashim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he's not my ustad, but I respect him because he's an ustad in the madrasa. That was our style at the time. Any ustad will respect him as though he's my ustad. In fact, the style in Dioban was, even the workers, we should respect them. Some word of respect, janab, something, but some form of respect. So the whole atmosphere was different there. So isko siko, by roos siko, understand the whole spirit. Not just amal. This amal, right? Without the tasawwuf, in the words of the Shah Waliullah, is jasadin bila ruhin. Got the amal, but you haven't got the essence. So, now Hashim Sahib is saying, as Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that aapke liye is tarah se kehna munasib nahi. You mustn't say something like that. So, Mustafa Rahman's reply was, you say that it is not appropriate for me to say this, but Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he had sent a whole army, and the news of that army's overtaking the kafir, had not yet reached him. So there was a delay. So Abu Bakr has said, it's the result of my guna. Then he says, that kahi kufr batil haq ke samne, haq ke muqable mein khara reh sakta hai. Kahi batil haq ke muqable mein khara reh sakta hai. Can the truth, can the falsehood stand before haq? If this whole darkness here, right? And you brought on torch. So the, can the darkness prevail over that? The truth comes, something has to go. Ja'al haq wa zahaq al batil. When the light of the truth will come, then the batil must perish. In al batila kana zahuq, it has to perish. And then Shaykh Rinda Rahmatullahi and his satis, they were making jihad, right? So they were intercepted and taken to Malta Island, right? Now, advanced age, over 70, Malta, severe winters, they haven't provided them that type of warmth, etc., nothing. So one day, on one occasion, the Shaykh Hind Rahmatullah seemed to be very worried. Well, this great Musulmanadi, everybody doesn't take the courage to talk to them. They maintain a certain level of respect. See, like how Rasulullah Baksan was supported with the rod, right? Unless now someone is a villager, he'll come and talk. Like this La tarfa'u lahu, don't raise your voice, right? So a villager comes, Ya Muhammad ukhruj ilayna. Now that's the behavior of a villager, an unrefined person. Walau annam sabaru hatta takhruja ilayhim, the right thing was displayed. Rasulullah will come out at his leisure and see to you. But now you saying, you addressing him like this, see. So that means you didn't learn that refinement yet. So long, and you haven't learned the refinement. So you're not going to progress now. See. So you have to cover up so much until you progress. And I see it all the time. Some people are here, they come, and very, very easily they're smooth. Because they may be living at a distance, right? But I can see there's a line, straight line. And within me I can feel there's no interruption. I can see within my mind that there's no interruption. And another person is long here, but I can see there's a mental interruption. Because of the person's behavior. Wahshi radiyallahu anhu was asked to leave, right? What was the reason? Rasulullah accepted his iman, but asked him to leave, right? Al tastatiu an tughayyiba wajhaka anhu. See that? So that means, don't play for Allah's sake, for your own sake. Don't play with this line. It's a very, very dangerous. And you can make a lot of progress. There's no limit, but then maintain this, understand. So, as the Shaykh Hind Rahman seemed to be very worried one day, and nobody has got the courage to speak to him. After a day or so, someone took the courage to speak to her. You see, we're in a gloomy state. Said, yeah, aapne khabar nahi suni, haven't you heard? Yeah, we heard that they're going to hang the prisoners. So this is why we came for shahadat. So if that's the case, then it's an occasion to rejoice. So Hazrat's words were, Malum nahi, he's the Shaykh al-Hadith. He is the Shaykhul Kul. All his Buzurganadin you see, they learnt under him. If you talk about the Mujaddid of Tasawwuf, one time or another, he learnt under him. Mujaddid of Tabligh, Abu Ismail read that day. He did his Dora on the Shaykhun Rahmatullahi. Then the Imam of Hadith, Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi, excuse me, the Mujaddid of Jihad, Madani Sahib Rahmatullahi, his student. So you just look randomly, all his students. Then the one was the Imam of Fiqh, Kifayatullah Sahib, Kifayatullah Sahib, no, Talim al-Islam. Again, for all his great purity. But now look at the refinement of his thought. That's what we fail to see. He says, haan to baat sahi hai. Lekin maloom nahi ke hamare is harkat mein, hamare is kaam mein, nafs ka qaid muzmar na ho. What? Nafs ka qaid muzmar na ho. It may be that there may be a small little nafsaniyat in it. Small little nafsaniyat. See now, they take the whole thing on themselves. What? I can push it onto you. He caused the problem. He caused the problem in Sanku. He did this. And what these Muslims did say? That we may be the cause. See that? And that's the heart. That's not just imitation. When there was a problem in Sahanpur, so all of things happening again, the riot and whatever. At one point, as the Shaykh says, I think I am the culprit. I'm certain I'm the culprit. Who is now? The Qutbul Aqtab. He says, what? I think I am the problem. It's one word uttered. And this whole thing resulted because of the one word, one utterance. So that's why the Khanqa says, well, just get your tongue and your eyes. Don't speak. But you think it's a small thing. Is يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ. There is someone to receive. تَلَقَّى to receive, right? فَتَلَقَّى Adam to receive. So there is someone on the right, someone that on the left, to receive every act, every word. مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. One word uttered, إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is someone readily recording, observing and recording. So when this trouble took place, Shaykh says, I am the culprit. And he says, I traced the whole event. When there was a small, when it just brewed up, you know, something just starts off. But then you see the fire, see. So I said very, very confidently, this can't be the work of my students. So perhaps Allah Akbar didn't like that word. And when they traced the whole thing, it started from them. Now the Shaykh Ahmed felt, it can't be the work of my students, because from the beginning he was training them by, if you live properly, correctly, look after yourself, it's your final year, don't do any mischief. So therefore, with that confidence he was saying, it can't be the work of my students. And it turned out that it was the work. See how they thought. So that's why I say, we follow them. Why we follow them? Because in my understanding, they were the closest to Sahaba-i-Kiram. Sahaba-i-Kiram are the closest to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or let us say, the Sahaba-i-Kiram are the closest to the Khulafa. And the Khulafa are Rashidin, the closest to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there's no other way but to follow that. And we want to use our apne hoshiyari bhai se kaam chalta hai to hum woh khatir tez kar den, just to be sharp and smart. It's not the way. Yeah, you just drop yourself, just drop har kadam par, just fana yourself. And the ones that just move slightly away from that fana, they make big misses. I'm not mentioning the names, right? But great ulama, great muhakkik, right? But when this aspect of fana wasn't there complete, right? Then they went on one side of adam-e khulud ahli nar, what? Adam-e khulud ahli nar. See, they went off. Adam-e khulud ahli nari fi nar. Now, is it a small thing or is it a big thing? But now, it results from this point. There is not total fana'iyat. And this is recent. I'm not talking about 500 years, I'm talking about recent, about 80-90 years ago. They went on that, and what proof, what they used, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ أُولَئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. What's the ayat? إِنَّ الْكَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ. So, now they used this and they said, see, there's no abad ayah. كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ. So, خُلُود can mean مُدَّةَ التَّوِيل. So that means there's no خُلُود for أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Now, these are not small people. I'm not mentioning the name. But when there wasn't that fana yet, then this is what it resulted. Until it was brought to the attention that abada comes three times in the Quran Sharif. Right? One is right towards the end of Surah Nisa. One is in Surah Ahzab, right at the end. Right? خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada. In the Surah Ahzab, right? خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada. That for Jahannam is, right? مَلْعُونِينَ أَيْنَمَا سُقِفُوا أُخِذُوا وَقُتِّلُوا ذُقْتِيلَ سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِ. Right? Now, before that ayat was come there, so this abada, لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّلُمْ صَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada. See that? One place. One is, I told you, Surah Nisa end. One is Surah Jinn. There again comes إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ. And before that, no, فَإِنَّهُ يَسْلُكُونَ بَيْنِ. Before that, لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ يَحَدُ وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِي مُلْتَحَدًا إِلَّا بَلَاغًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِسَالَاتِي وَمَنْ يَعْسِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. But you see this, what happens? The whole thinking can go off. Because one is we don't have the rusukh fil ilm, and then we don't want to have fana. So either you have the rusukh, and if you don't have it, then just say, I don't have it. And just give fana to those people who have the rusukh. Now you don't have this and you don't do this, then you're gone. And sometimes what happens, the aftermath is not visible straight away. But that doesn't mean there's nothing. If you think now, there's no aftermath. The aftermath will come with time. With time it will come. I'll explain sometimes back. Around our time, around maybe slightly 1 year, 2 years, this way, that way, right? So, one person was studying in Dioban, doing well for himself, and he's coming on cycle to Jalalabad, to Islam, whatever. Razaji wasn't happy. He made some ishara, but Razaji won't be too direct. Me sometimes I'm too direct, right? Razaji would be very polite, once or twice indicated. Isn't that dhyan nahi diya? Now all these things we saw. Now how can we reject what we saw? Then he didn't last in Dioban, 2-3 years, gone. Then up till now, he's in Bidat. See that? So the aftermath, it may be time. The time will tell. But now you think, no, I had the battle. I had my point. I said this. That's what you feel. So the easy thing is, either you have rusuf. And if there's no rusuf, you don't have that level of rusuf, then there must be fana. Absolute fana. When there's fana, then you see that it's just flowing. And that way of fana is very easy. Just to eliminate your suggestions, your thinking, your khayalat for the elder. Things go very smooth, so easy and so smooth. Hazrat Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi Mirati. In Mirati, he passed away, I think 1930-35 somewhere. What is the other one? What do you call him? Huh? Balanshah. So I'm talking about Ashiq Ilahi Mirati. He had taluk with Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi. Thereafter, with Mawlana Sahib Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi. So he's based in Meerut, and he sees one person regularly in namaz, etc. So he encouraged him, why don't you have some taluk, Zaganadin, for more time, sabbath, fala, fala, fala. He says, no, I've got taluk. So then Ashiq Ilahi told him, alright, that taluk means you must frequent him, or at least there must be some correspondence. See this, you get that mizaj or the Buzugan Adin by corresponding if you can't make it, some reason or someone living in Maputo, right? So then corresponding regularly. And the Aishnus notice, though I would Ramadan I would spend in Jalabad till after Sabra Hattali, but every 3 weeks or something I would write a letter. And at that time, writing a letter was a difficult thing. To write, take the pen, get the writing pad, you know, email, then go to the post office going. But I think that was a blessing. Although it seemed like a difficult thing, but that was a blessing. So I can hardly finish that letter, and I can already see the Islah coming. So you give yourself to these people. What you're not clear of also, you just give yourself. And sometimes just one half a sentence, but you take that Buzugan Adin, take them seriously, then you see the Islah just comes straight. You know, at some point I used to look at the newspapers, right? And I wrote up that I look at the newspapers, and more or less my concern is now Musalmano Kahal, right? What's happening? So Hazrat answer, I guess he was very polite, it was extra kind. Too kind. But I think he was loaded with ikhlas. So all he wrote, now, usse bara fayda hota hoga. Alhamdulillah, I did feel hurt, but that happened just went to me. I figured out where the thing was. You look at the newspaper, the whole house looks at newspapers, and that thing just went to me. But that is if you keep that type of relationship with that editor. Just once, bara fayda hota hoga. So you have to have that level of atimad, rusuk. That's why I said this path is very refined. You don't understand it, and I think you're like babies on the path. And when you're like babies on the path, you don't understand the seriousness. So you're taking it very casually. So when you take it casually, then you don't get that type of benefit. Our style is like this. We've got a free moment, we in Jalalabad, but you know, Hazrat won't feel affected, interrupted, we've got to sit there. Now, there it used to be like this, you know, India got a lot of flies all that. So they'll have a netting on the floor. You can fold it. So the netting, so the mosquitoes or the flies can't come through. India, they call it chik, right? then you say something else for 3 days. So I wouldn't want to interrupt as it is. And generally, that was the protocol. You wait outside. So I would wait there. So after a few intisarkas, Andar Raja must come inside. So I have to count myself like everybody else now. Everybody is outside until Hazrat, you know, Hatta Takhruja Ili. So he wanted me to come in. So that respect his time, right? And his mental, now you show that things happen very, very swiftly, very easily, very swiftly. What do you think? Like it's a mountain, you know, and so easily, so smoothly, it just happens. So we're talking about Ashikila Isaap Ramtai. So you saw this person here. And he tells him, you must correspond or meet the person regularly. And you can't, then it is right letters. So I don't know how to write. So Mona Ashikila, he was a great writer, like very great writer he was. Everyone liked his writing, right? Tazkiratul Khalil, Tazkiratul Rashid. Very great writer. So it captures you. The Buzuganadin asked him to write on this. So he wrote the kitabs. So now, Mohan said, alright, I'll help you, I'll show you how to write. So he helped him write the letter. Here, Mohan Thami Sahib Rahmatullahi saw that, say, ye iska likha hua nahi hai. I understand the person is what he's writing. Anyway, Mohan sent a reply, and now this person here doesn't know how to respond to it. And in the meanwhile, Mohan Ashikila Sahib is not around. So it is simplicity he wrote, jo mujhe likhwate the, wo hai nahi. So the doubt was confirmed now. So Mohan got very upset, right? With Mohan Ashikila Sahib. Mohan Ashikila Sahib is a very, very good Muslim. Says, you don't meet me, you don't talk to me, on the road you don't make salam to me. And at times there's a lot of discipline, and he had to have that, because how would he have managed writing 1,000 kitabs? There was no so much of discipline and order. Would he have managed writing so many kitabs? He could manage that because there's a lot of discipline. So the writing kitab now, your mind is absolutely focused. Mind can't be everywhere, running around the same, shlanga, there, this side, that side. Can't be focused. Time for everything, program, here, there. So it's very disciplined. Now, in the meanwhile, Admiral Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi heard about it, this is what happened. Admiral Ashikila Sahib, after Admiral Gangwe Rahmatullahi, his taluk was with Mohan Saharanpuri. So he took Mohan Ashikilai into Thanagur. As Mohan Saharanpuri, and now Mohan Saharanpuri Sahib, as Mohan Chaisar Ram Dishu, take him back his ustad. Because he was an ustad in Deoband for about 3 years, 2.5-3 years, at the beginning, before he could move on to Saharanpur. So he was an ustad when Mohan Chaisar Ram Dishu was a student still. So in all respects, he should take him as a senior in everything. Now look, see, when you treat a person as a senior, how would you work with that person? What respect? They became mujaddid and all that, but you didn't see the groundwork, how they started off. The groundwork you didn't see, you just saw them flying. But did you see the groundwork? So, Mohan Saharanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi Sahib Mohan Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi अगर उससे गलती हो गई उसको चपट मारते वो सीधे वो जाते आपके कदम को फूम लेते you made a mistake you would have hold tell him give one shot one two shots you would have hold your feet and ask him for maaf but what is this business don't come and meet me don't even talk to me don't make salam to me what is this business don't you know that he also has a love for Mohan Gangwe Sahib Rahmatullahi Mohan outside a lot of love for him Mohan Ashik Sahib right And Majnoon, didn't you have Majnoon? Majnoon used to go around the house of Leela, kissing this door, kissing that wall, that right? And he found a dog around there in that vicinity. He would grab the dog and hug the thing. Because of the love of Leela. He would grab the thing, kiss the dog, right? So, kya ye aashiq ilahi ka martaba kutte se bhi zyada gira hai? Aapko maloom hai, you know that he has a love. You have a liking for the person. Now when Majnoon had a love for Leela, even the dog that was in that street, he would grab the thing. So kya, his martaba is gone even below that. Utho, mafi mango. Straight, the whole thing is sorted out, cleared up. But that is when sabka ek bara tha. But now we became the big now, we became the elders. Sabko koi bara nahi raha. The more time Sahib Ramji could have said, in his defense, he could have said something. So if it was a Hijran or a Muslim, for a dini reason. He could have said all these things there. But did he use anything in his defense at that time? It is narrated at the time, I made a mistake. Muad tried to hold his feet, Muad held him. They met in Maaf. And the relationship after that, you see, is better than before. Because then Muad asked him to do that translation of Imam Ghazali's kitab. Huh? Huh? So, oh, Urdu that was. Huh? Al-Kimya. I think it's Tabligh al-Din, I think. So he asked him to do the translation. And happily he did it. And as more times, we should recommend the kitab. Imagine, they had a problem, right? He did the translation. And Mu'ala recommends this to his ulama. Ulama that you must study this girl. When I was in Jalalabad, Hazrat Ji asked me to study the same thing. But now look at the difference. But then after look at the relationship. Look at the difference, and thereafter look at the relationship. So this deen spread with kindness. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ. Good words and covering faults. What? You may be right, you won't dispute it. But what is the director? قَوْلٌ, good words and covering faults. مَغْفِرَةٌ. خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا. You can do good, but then you're hurting the person. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهُ. You're doing some charitable work, doing some work of kindness, but then in the rush you're hurting the person's back. خَيْرٌ, see that words, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا. Wala is Gulista is the work of Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi. Right. So, a lot of ulama says, a lot of people became kutubs and Buzugana Deen, Mashaykh, Uliya, just through his kitabs. He's got one statement there, that Shanidam ke mardane rahe ra, nakardan dila dushmana tang. What? Shanidam ke mardane rahe khuda, nakardan dila dushmanatan. We heard Allah walas, they don't even want to upset, not even hurt, not even upset the enemies. What? Nakardan dila dushmanatan. They don't even hurt. Tura kuja shabad muyassar e maqam. Where can you get this type of a position? Because with the friends of you in fighting. Here he is saying it. Shanidam ke mardane rahe khuda. Allah wala. Then they don't even hurt. They don't upset. Forget hurting. Not even upset. Or then tura uja shawat muyassar e maqam. Where will you get this position? Then after that he writes. That's the whole. He captured the whole thing. You know, you get the you call it the narrative. What's the bottom line? He says, right, it's like a poetry, but what he says, you have one cover for 10 fakirs, fakirs are awliya, right? One cover is enough for them. They'll be happy. One blanket they got, the sharing, right? Doesn't mean you must, two adults must share that, but it's just, right? But you can't get two kings in one kingdom, what? One kingdom, you can't come in. See, I want to be boss, you want to be boss. So, can there be ever peace? Yeah, this one says, hey, no man, you take a little bit more, man. You take a little bit more. You take that more. You know that Yarmouk, that Abu Jahl, and that water went to seven people, everybody died, right? That's the Sahaba Ikram's color. You must take a little more, you must take a little bit more, you must take a little more. So I got enough. See that, how nice that quote here. Shanidam ke mardane rahe khuda lakardan dile dushmanatan. Allah wala, they don't even hurt their enemies. Tura kuja shavad muyassar e maqam. Where can you ever get that maqam? The friends also you are fighting about. Allah wa tawfiq.